Welcome to the Mackey Motors pregame show here on 93.7 KKRL's Facebook Live page. Jeff Blankman joined right now by head coach for the Arweva Rockets, Chris Peterson, is again there hosting Coon Rapids Baird on this Friday night, week number one. And coach, I know you were talking to me, the Arweva fan base, I think the Arweva kids, the coaching staff, everybody excited to get a chance to play football against somebody.
Yeah, you know, I think as we discussed earlier, just getting back to a semblance of some normalcy, you know, within our community, within our school district, and within extracurriculars. People are excited for it around here, and I think really around the area in general. You know, it's obviously been a trying past 5 or 6 months, and, you know, hopefully we can continue to do things in a safe and efficient manner and be able to navigate this and play a football season out. I know the kids are really excited to start a, you know, as much of a full season as we have, obviously, with some of the state changes we've made to the regular season and playoff structure. They're excited to be out there, and I know our community's excited as well.
What was the focus this last week in practice to get ready?
You know, over the past 2.5 weeks, really the focus has been more on ourselves. You know, it's always tough week one. You're basing decisions off of last year's film. So, you know, we watch a good team and a well-coached team like Coon Rapids Baird. But we also understand that, you know, the Eagle kid and the Clipperton kid aren't there anymore. That being said, we know they bring a lot back up front. A really good offensive line. And then I know that they'll be plugging in some pretty good ball players where those kids left. Probably looking to utilize the Obert kid in the backfield. And, you know, so we know they've got some really talented players. We know they've got good size. And then they'll play some really power football and try to run the ball down our throats and do those things. So, you know, the focus has been kind of staying physical and just doing the things that we do well on a consistent basis.
Do you feel like you guys can match up, or are you going to have to throw some different kind of wrinkles, maybe come with some blitz packages to match up with that offensive line and create some situations where maybe they get uncomfortable?
Well, I think we'll look for areas where maybe we can mismatch them. You know, if we can't outsize them, then maybe we look to go a little bit more speed instead of size. You know, like you said, maybe look to run some stunts or some blitzes here and there where we can. But, you know, we understand what they are, and that's a running football team. I think they probably were pushing close to 3,000 yards rushing last year, you know, and didn't throw the ball quite as often. Whether or not they look the same this year again, it's hard to say. But when you bring back a line like that, you know, that's kind of what we'd expect to see as well. So, you know, we understand, just I've said this for 6 years, and I think it's just true for football, you got to be able to stop the run. So, you know, that's what we're going to key on is really putting guys in position to at least limit that running game as much as possible.
Does a game like this make it feel like your offense has a little more pressure simply because if they get their running game going, that usually eats clock? It means maybe less possessions, less plays for you guys to be able to score. So turnovers, if you can get some of those, would be huge. But also scoring on your possessions probably going to be pretty important.
Yeah, you know, like you said, a lot of games will come down to turnovers. So that'll be big, number one. Number two, getting off the field on third down. You know, if we can put them into third down situations and keep them from getting that first down, that's going to be huge. You know, sustained drives on their part is going to be difficult for us, obviously, from a number of standpoints. We've got a lot of kids that play both ways. So, you know, with what we return offensively, obviously we're expecting some improved production from last year, returning the entire backfield, plugging in a couple new kids. As well, you know, we'll look to mix things up where we run some run. We'll run the ball out of the spread, out of some power formations, and then throw out of those formations as well. So hopefully, keep them on their heels as much as we can, and try to catch them off guard a little bit here and there with some different wrinkles. But yeah, I think, you know, I don't know if pressure is the right word, but there'll definitely be a sense of urgency when we have the ball offensively, especially if we struggle to stop them.
Coach, with your guys' ability to move the ball, I know you haven't seen them in the last couple of years, but you guys have played some high-scoring games with them in the past. Do you feel like if you can maybe get out quick, you can maybe affect what they're looking to do on the offensive side of the ball some?
We hope so. You know, they've always been very true to what they do. And, you know, not quite as easy, but they can get in the game with some rattling off some big runs just as quickly as they could putting the ball through the air. So I know Coach Moore's pretty patient. He doesn't really you know, he really sticks to his game plan well, and even if we are able to get up early, I think he'll still do that. So, but, you know, obviously, you come out in that first game and haven't had a true full sports season here in 6 or 7 months, you know, you want that momentum on your side to start off with. So if we can get out early, I definitely think it's to our advantage, and hopefully, you know, kind of continue to step on it if we do and not let up. And, you know, we've harped on conditioning over the past few years and really have this year as well, because we expect a lot of guys to play pretty much both sides of the ball on every special team. So on a night like Friday, where, you know, we're looking at 90s again, I think conditioning is going to come into play as well.
Coach, you mentioned all the guys back in the backfield, Will Regaler, Cooper Cook, Damon Ehlers. Those are the names that a lot of people know on this team. Who are some guys this year that may surprise people a little bit?
You know, I think Zach Schimmer moved in to our district this year, and a very athletic kid. So him on both sides of the ball, really, as a wide receiver, got a good frame to him. Braden Kirsch has come a long way, too, in the offseason. Andreas Cruz, those three guys, and Jeffrey Molina, those four, you know, we'll put at that wide receiver position as well as the defensive back position. So I think those guys, you know, we really want to look for those. And our guys up front will all be seniors. Cody Von Glahn at center, Luke Smith at an offensive guard position, as well as Riley Newman. So those three seniors are back, and they all three start on the opposite side of the ball too, either as a linebacker or defensive lineman. So, you know, we are heavy on upperclassmen actually this year. Our biggest class being our junior class, but we've got a lot of seniors that contribute as well. You know, those kids that maybe some people don't really know about, you know, between Zach and Braden and Andreas, he got some time last year, but we look for them to step up as well.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here on the Mackey Motors pregame. Wish you the best of luck coming up tonight, and looking forward to having Jeff Hondle catch up with you for the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show following the game.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Chris Peterson again with the Arweva Rockets. We'll step away. We'll be back with more of the Mackey Motors pregame. Jeff Hondle will take over coverage coming up next year on 93.7 KKRL Facebook Live.